today, I'd like to discuss our simplified issue products. And I know a lot of you folks have gone through the training and know about HomeCertain. We are going to discuss that briefly. Some of you on the call said you went through training, and with the questions we're getting, we kind of figure you haven't. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, when you decide not to go through training and just want to go after the leads, it will come to the surface whether or not training's been completed eventually. But we're also going to talk about HomeCertain and SecureMaster Universal Life. Okay? So, let's talk about HomeCertain real quick. It's the one where everybody's pretty much familiar with. If you're brand new, don't sweat it. You will get familiar. And that's why we're going to talk about it today. I didn't want to skip it over because most people coming on board are getting involved with Fidelity F&G first. In fact, you have to. And other companies are coming on board like a Forrester's that have phenomenal products. You'll see some additional training coming out on the Forrester's product. If you haven't already, you know, asked for some info, Forrester's has a tremendous product as well. But F&G HomeCertain is a term product. That's a simplified issue, okay, which means that there's no physical exam to prove what's going on with the client. The only underwriting that takes place is the answers to the questions in the application. There are no medical records being checked, and there's no physical exam, okay? So it's important when we're talking about a HomeCertain that when we're getting information from the client, we get very detailed info so that the underwriter can feel comfortable approving the policy, okay? And really, I've always seen myself as a field underwriter because I do represent my client, but I also am a representative of the company when I'm out there in someone's home. So act as if you're a field underwriter. You got to get as much detail as possible. So the guy with no personality, they sent you. You have the personality to deal with folks. The guy with no personality can make the decision. Quick issue, available 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30-year terms. Of course, you guys and gals in Washington know it's not available at 25 and 30-year terms, okay? Issue ages are age 20 through 60, through 20 through 70, okay? And there are different terms. If you'll check the training manual, I'm actually just going through the training manual from page 9. So just jot down this note to go through the training manual that you were sent with your initial training email, and HomeCertain starts on page 9. There's a non-smoker and smoker classes with unisex rates, and it's convertible to the end of the term up to age 70. Renewable up to age 95, and they have a commissionable policy fee. Now, no medical underwriting. This limited privilege of not having to prove anything to the insurance company. To get that privilege, they have to have closed a loan on their home within the last 13 months. It could be a brand new home with a brand new mortgage. It could be an established home with a refinance. Okay, but they've got to have a loan within the last 13 months closed to qualify for HomeCertain. If there is no loan within the last 13 months, HomeCertain is not the product to apply for. Okay, minimum face amount is $25,000. The maximum face amount is $250,000 or 125% of the loan. So if you've got someone who's got a $100,000 loan, I only use easy numbers for easy math, then the maximum amount you could apply for with HomeCertain would be $125,000. Okay? But it cannot exceed $250,000. Okay? So if you've got a $250,000 loan, that's all they can apply for. They don't get to apply for the extra 25%. We do believe annual physicals are good, but that should take place with their doctor when, like they're supposed to, once a year, and not with me when I'm trying to get their house protected. I'm trying to make sure that no one's going to take their house away from them if they become disabled or suffer a heart attack or a stroke or get cancer, or if they die, their family gets to keep the house. Maybe they pay the loan off. Maybe they make the house payment for 5 years, but no one is going to take that house away from my client. No one. It is accept, reject, simplified underwriting. You guys should, if you've emailed that you've completed the training and you've given us your list of counties, you should have received your new agent starter kit. And when you downloaded your state, One of the things in that packet is an accept-reject guide. I have one printed off, and I carry it with me at all times, just because I know I've got a lot of answers to a lot of questions, but I don't know everything. And I learn on this job every day. I've got people pointing things out to me that I didn't know, and which may not be too comforting to you guys who are trying to learn from me right now, but it is true. If you're not learning and growing, of course, we all know you're dying. And but the accept-reject guide will lay it out for you. Can we write someone who had a stent 2 years ago? No. Can we write someone who's on insulin with diabetes? No. It'll lay it out for you, depending on the condition. Now, can it list every possible condition? No, obviously not. Okay. But I've been told by underwriters that the bottom line is if it's going to take medical records to prove that this client is worthwhile of coverage, the application would be declined. So, we can take diabetics who are on oral meds. We can take hypertensive patients who are on medication. Both of those are very common. Okay, and just because they're common doesn't make it easier to get. It's still something that's pretty serious with the health of these folks. Okay, asthma, inhaled or oral medications, arthritis, under medication, depression, anxiety, mild, short term, under medication. Everything has to be treated and controlled. Okay, height, weight, has a unisex rating, 5'10" up to 293 pounds. Pretty liberal. Okay. So we have an accept-reject guide to get us started. We should already, if we're pretty knowledgeable and have studied that guide, and at least carry it with us so when we hear of a condition, we can look it up and know if we should be able to apply for both the life and the disability protection. And a lot of what I'm talking about right now is also relevant to Income Certain and Secure Master. So those two talks I won't be rehashing all of this because underwriting is very similar. Home Certain says that the only tobacco status of a smoker is cigarettes. So if you have someone who enjoys a cigar daily, that's considered non-tobacco with F&G's Home Certain. If you chew tobacco, they smoke a pipe, if they have the Copenhagen can, that's considered non-tobacco on this product. It's cigarettes only, which is very unique, very nice. Okay? And so we want to make sure that you understand that that's a huge advantage compared to other programs where that's going to be, you know, mainstream underwriting is going to be what they fall under. Home Certain has a return of premium, okay? Basically, at the end of the term, they get all their money back for surviving the policy. They're not going to be penalized for living, okay? There's a disability protection there. Go through this. This isn't a call about the rider, so I'm just going to mention them briefly. But you can go through the training manual and get a good description about what these riders can do. But the disability protection, there is a disability income occupation guide actually built into the software, and you can find out if a client's occupation qualifies for disability or not because it is occupationally based. So, you know, a policeman, fireman, over-the-road truck driver doesn't qualify for disability, but, a local truck driver who makes deliveries, you know, and doesn't go more than 200 miles one way can qualify, okay? So, but what it's designed to do is help make the mortgage payment while the client's disabled for up to 2 years. Okay. Now, with F&G's disability, it's the inability to work. They can't work at all. They are disabled from working, and they need help making that mortgage payment. The waiver of premium is also a rider. After 6 months of being disabled, the company would actually waive the premiums until the client's either no longer disabled or until the end of the term of the program, which is nice. So, they are disabled, but after 6 months, they get their fees, their premiums are waived, and they're even cut a check by the company for those 6 months to reimburse them. So it's pretty nice. Of course, disability and waiver of premium issue through the age of 55, and coverage discontinues at age 60. The extended premium guarantee, all it does is it takes the automatic guarantee that's built into the product. So like a 30-year plan, the automatic guarantee is 15 years. This rider would then extend that guarantee to the whole term, 30 years. Okay, depending on age, the software will let you know if it's available, but it does depend on their age. Okay. Home Certain comes with an accidental death benefit built right into it. Vern said this weekend, Vern kicked some butt out there in the field this weekend, wrote about $14,000 in premium, and had just about 14 apps, so that's awesome. It's great to be working with a guy like that who kind of keeps you going. But he called it a bonus. He said the accidental death benefit was a bonus. So you die for natural causes, you get your face amount, Mr. Jones. If you were to die in an accident, your family receives a bonus death benefit of 50% more. And the company puts that in there at no extra charge to the client. Okay? The critical illness benefit is a benefit similar to the disability benefit, but it pays a benefit upon physician's diagnosis of life-threatening cancer, heart attack, stroke, paralysis, kidney failure, major organ transplant, loss of sight, loss of two or more limbs. And what it does is it accelerates the death benefit. It allows the client to actually get to the death benefit before they die and utilize some of that money now when they need it. Okay? So whatever benefits come out now for the critical illness rider, if it's needed, which I've had two claims filed on two of my clients in the last week. Last week was kind of freaky for that. But they're actually going to be able to receive some of the death benefit now. And, of course, they'll receive that much less in death benefit later on. But they need some help now. There is a supplemental questionnaire that goes with that. And I just think that I like the critical illness rider for Home Certain because it's not separately underwritten like the disability benefit. The disability benefit is an awesome rider. Because it's underwritten separately. If you come into pre-existing conditions, surgeries in the past, it's a little bit more difficult to get. So critical illness rider is my my critical care disability, and I use that because, you know, policemen, firemen, long-haul truck drivers don't qualify for the regular DI, and this is not occupationally, critical illness does not qualify you by your occupation, so we can offer this to those folks who maybe don't qualify occupationally for the straight DI. And after the last week's phone calls with two wives, one whose husband was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and the other one's husband has gone blind. The relief in their voices when I reminded them of their critical illness rider and how that could help them. $12,000 may not be a whole lot of money, but it's definitely going to help those two families make the house payment for, you know, probably a year. But it's going to give them some time to figure it out. Home Certain has a child term rider. You know through the training that we always encourage selling a separate UL policy for the kids as a Head Start program. Now, if money's tight and they've got six kids, which can sometimes make money tight, then there's no, you know, one premium covers all the children with this rider. Okay, even future kids, as long as we get that notice into to the company. Other insured rider, I don't really ever mention this in any of my trainings because I only sell two separate policies. I don't do two people on one app unless we're in a situation where I liked how it was worded this morning. Discretionary income was not readily available. That's what I read in an email this morning, and I like that. If I'm in a situation where we are really trying to pinch pennies and they don't want return of premium, they're just making sure that if one dies, the other one's going to be able to keep the house, then at that point I will put two on one, but it's $5 a month difference, and the benefits to the clients outweigh that $5 a month. So two separate policies, two separate apps is always best for your client. F&G Home Certain has Ultimate Income. Won't go into that too much, but it's a nice way of, if the client tells me that their lump sum death benefit program is out of their budget, I will ask them how far off I am, and once I find that out, sometimes using the Ultimate Income option, instead of paying a lump sum death benefit and paying that death benefit out over a period of time, would actually bring the premium cost down, because the company obviously doesn't have to pay a lump sum, and so they actually discount the premiums a little bit for getting to pay out the death benefit over a period of time. So that Ultimate Income has helped me close some deals where I wasn't going to close them because it was out of their budget. And a lot of husbands like knowing that their wives will have something consistent and guaranteed for a certain period of time versus, you know, statistics once showed us, I don't know what they are now, but once showed us that 9 months after receiving insurance money, typically the surviving spouse was out of money in 9 months, which is a shame because that's when everybody comes out of the woodwork and new cars are purchased and, you know, everybody goes kind of crazy, but planning. So husbands like knowing typically that their wives are set for a short, you know, even if it's 5, or maybe it's 25 years. It just depends on what we can work out there. In many states, there is an unemployment benefit with the Home Certain. If you're in California, Missouri, Minnesota, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vermont, or Virginia, you probably already know, and I think Illinois is not in here. You may already know that unemployment's not there. And that's just the state hasn't approved it. It has nothing to do with F&G not wanting it to be there. The state commissioner hasn't approved that. So, but if you're in a state that has it approved, then after a client gets laid off from their job, and they file with the unemployment office, we can have the premiums waived by F&G for up to 6 months. And it is something that needs to be proved on a regular basis. Submitting business, this is for everybody who may or may not know this, but business is never sent to the carrier. You're always going to send your business through this office because we scrub it. We do it like Santa's Christmas list. We check it once and we check it twice. Ian helps scrub. Melissa's our chief scrubber. She also distributes leads, so we all try to pitch in and help on Tuesday and Wednesday because those are the days for leads and apps too. Leads go out, apps come in. It's a beautiful circle. And so make sure you send in everything here. And if you don't have our address, it's 4004, so 4004 Beltline Road, Suite 140, Addison, Texas, ADDISON, and the zip is 75001. Okay? So you just want to make sure that you turn everything in here. We've had some of them slip through and get sent directly to NAA or the carrier just because the application says send it to the carrier, but I'm here to set you straight. Everything comes through here. And we will move on to, let's talk Income Certain. That's Home Certain. Income Certain. Income Certain, what it does, it's underwritten just like Home Certain, so we don't have to go through all this again. But it offers a return of premium feature where clients can receive a guaranteed income stream with a bonus that can be used to supplement their retirement income. Okay? Supplement their retirement income. This isn't going to be their retirement program, but it'll help supplement. Okay? Now, my highlight sheet talks about Income Certain in 15, 20, 25, and 30-year term periods. And this is a little different than we're used to because the software actually tells us what term period goes with their age. So if you've got anyone from 35 to 40, because issue ages, I'm sorry, issue ages are 35 to 55. Okay, 35 to 55. So anyone who's 35 to 40 would fall into the 30-year program. Anyone who's 41 to 45 years old would fall into the 25-year program. Anyone 46 to 50 would be in the 20-year program. And 51 to 55 would fall into the 15-year plan. Okay? Now, the minimum face amount is $50,000. Now, this highlight sheet says the maximum face amount is none, but that's not exactly true. Because it's underwritten like Home Certain, so there is a limit to how much they're going to qualify them for. I want to say, if I remember correctly from my own note taking in conference calls, the maximum was $200,000. And again, it's smoker, non-smoker. Okay, cigarettes versus no cigarettes. The return of premium rider is not optional and is issued with every income certain contract. The only other optional rider for that program is the ultimate income. This program is non-renewable and non-convertible. There is no policy fee. And the underwriting guidelines are accept, reject, just like Home Certain. So you have a client, you got a lead, and the lead letter shows them to be outside of the 13-month window. Well, the first thing I would do in that case is call and book the appointment, and while I'm booking the appointment, verify that the date is accurate. You know, we actually have human people in courthouses searching for this information. And sometimes they'll punch in the wrong information, unfortunately. It does happen every once in a while. I ran a lead not too long ago, and it was slated at April of 2005, and I was well outside the 13 months for this program, but when I asked, they said, no, we did that this April. So always check and verify. You know, you can read those leads, and you can read a lot into things. I think as agents or salespeople in general, we can have a lot of things going up in our mind about, you know, this and that. We create a lot of drama, you know, inside ourselves, and you know, call and verify. Get the information. Make a decision based on what you know, not what could be. But income certain is a viable option for those folks. You have people in your warm market that would like to have a supplemental retirement program. Fantastic. They don't have to take a physical. They can have $50,000 to $200,000 in coverage. Okay. I've got some more information on these. If anybody wants to email me, I've got some brochures and stuff that I downloaded from the internet. I can email them to you. Or, you know, if you want to go explore on F&G's website, that's not a bad thing either. We'll get into another discussion, but I think anyone who's not checking out the F&G site, if you have access to it yet, if you're not on there daily trying to find something new to learn, and even though we're just talking Home Certain, and Income Certain, and Secure Master, there's a lot of info on that website that can be absorbed. And I'm glad that Joanne always pushed me in that direction. So Income Certain, another simplified product for you to offer folks, maybe outside of that 13-month period, but they fall between the ages of 35 and 55. That's a lot of people. Okay, so, you know, Fitz is always saying, you ask somebody if they have $460,000 in life insurance, majority of people will say no, according to, you know, polls. Because majority of people right now in this country are underinsured. So here's a product they don't have to qualify for with a physical. They can answer some questions. And Income Certain is not available, by the way, in New York, Oregon, Utah, or Washington. Of course, Washington, because they don't have return of premium yet, I guess, Foresters may be the pioneer for that. So we'll be looking forward to that. So we don't really do much in New York, but Oregon, Utah, and Washington, Income Certain is not available yet. But Foresters did get their return of premium in Oregon, And so hopefully we'll be able to turn some things around with some other, with F&G there. So that's Income Certain. Homecome Certain, Home Certain is your main product. Okay, getting started, learn the ropes with Home Certain. You can fall back to an Income Certain. And then we've got a product that's a universal life, and that's called Secure Master. Okay? And I like Secure Master because it helps me cover my clients who are over the age of 70. Because Secure Master will issue between the ages of 21 to 85 without a physical. Same underwriting applies here, accept, reject. Okay? You have the opportunity here for low face amounts. So if you might be in the part of the country where you have older folks with low face amounts, they had to refinance, they still want to protect that loan in case they died. They don't want the financial impact absorbed by their family. They want F&G to absorb the financial impact. This is the product. The minimum face amount with Secure Master is $10,000. It goes to $100,000. Okay? Just last week in Memphis, while I was there visiting my in-laws, I met with an 84-year-old lady who couldn't afford, you know, to get her whole mortgage covered. I wrote her a $10,000 Secure Master. It was $123 a month. She's answered all my questions no. And her daughter's going to help her. She did get her daughter's approval. Her daughter's going to help her with the monthly payment. But what it's going to do is it's going to allow her daughter to make the house payment for just short of 2 years. It was a small loan. See, time. We're trying to provide families time. Don't get hung up in getting everything covered and having all the bells and whistles, because when you do that, number one, you're leaving the client uncovered, and number two, you're allowing me to come into your backyard and take care of it. We've gone behind a lot of agents, not in this group, obviously, because a lot of our people don't do this, but we've been behind agents who went for the whole ball of wax and left with nothing, when all they had to do was offer their family some time and make it more affordable, and they could have walked out with $123 a month. So, tobacco premium classes, again, cigarettes only. So non-tobacco, you know, if it's pipe, cigar, chewing tobacco, that's all non-tobacco again. Secure Master, I checked this morning, and it is available there. I just got an email. I checked before I got on the call, and it shows to be available in Oregon. The only state that it showed not to be available in was Montana. And, you know, I guess all five of those people will just have to figure something else out. But, anyway, thank you, Phil, for that email. You're right. When Vern went there, it wasn't there, and I wanted to be sure I had my facts. And go to the F&G website and look up sales support or guidelines. I can't remember exactly where it's located, but yeah, it's marked there with an A. Now, Secure Master is a UL, so it's not going to cover folks for a specific period of time. It's going to cover them for when they die. So it's going to be a little bit higher than your term product, but a universal life product is something that earns interest. The minimum interest rate is 3%. And you can contact sales support for current interest rates. Your software, if it's updated, should reflect current interest rates. And that's why we have to, once a month, which we will do in a couple of days, when you get your email, you have to do the updating of the interest rate codes. And that's why we try to supply you that email, so that all you have to do is click on the link and get it updated. So that's why, because the software is migrated with term and UL together, interest rates is why we have to do it.